You're listening to SBS News.
A partnership for peace and prosperity. Australia, the United States and Japan say that's the goal of a newly announced trilateral move to support projects in the Indo-Pacific region to build infrastructure, address development challenges, increase connectivity and promote economic growth. The three countries have released a joint statement declaring a belief that good investments stem from transparency, open competition, sustainability, adhering to robust global standards, employing the local workforce, and avoiding unsustainable debt burdens. They've previously expressed concern China's One Belt, One Road initiative in the region could leave borrowing countries with unsustainable debts, affecting their sovereignty. The statement goes on to say, "This partnership represents our commitment to an Indo-Pacific region that is free, open and prosperous." But Trade Minister Steve Chobo, stressing Australian cooperation with China too, has told Sky News the move is just one of several projects Australia is undertaking.
We've done a lot of work through the Asian Development Bank. It's why we're also working through the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank. It's why we are working with China where we can identify opportunities for us to work together in third countries to promote sustainable infrastructure. And it's also the reason why we're now approaching this trilateral approach in relation to the provision of infrastructure as well.
The partnership will likely compete with the One Belt, One Road initiative, aimed at building a network of trade routes and free trade zones connecting Europe, Asia and Africa. Australia and China have signed a memorandum of understanding over that initiative. Mr. Chobo has dismissed suggestions the partnership with the United States and Japan will represent a challenge to Chinese interests, and says he doesn't expect any backlash. The announcement comes as the United States has promoted its partnership potential in the region at a conference on Indo-Pacific affairs in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has expressed hope for a free and fair region for everyone.
Our Indo-Pacific vision excludes no nation. We seek to work with anyone to promote a free and open Indo-Pacific, so long as that cooperation adheres to the highest standards that our citizens demand. The United States is committed to growing our presence in the region because we want Americans and all people of the Indo-Pacific to share in the economic growth of 2020, 2030, 2040, and beyond.
The Trump administration has revealed a funding injection worth $153 million Australian dollars for initiatives concentrating on technology, energy and infrastructure. That too is widely seen as an attempt to disrupt China's growing influence in the region and comes at a time when US-China ties are strained over conflicts involving trade. And in an apparent reference to China, Mr. Pompeo has stressed US opposition to a sole regional power, even a US one.
Like so many of our Asian allies and friends, our country fought for its own independence from an empire that expected deference. We thus have never and will never seek domination in the Indo-Pacific, and we will oppose any country that does.
The Trump administration first outlined its Indo-Pacific strategy last year, defining the area as stretching from the U.S. West Coast to India. Then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson criticised China's actions, which he said burdened countries with enormous levels of debt. He called on the US government to develop alternative financing mechanisms and, in a speech, cited the need for all countries to respect the rules-based order.
The strength of the Indo-Pacific has always been the interaction among many peoples, governments, economies, and cultures. The United States is committed to working with any nation in South Asia or the broader region that shares our vision of an Indo-Pacific where sovereignty is upheld and a rules-based system is respected.
Andrew Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.